actually changing the podcast.
Here we go. We're back. Welcome, everybody. TBI number episode 231. What a number that is! It's a lot of podcasts.
It's a mad number, that one.
It's a mad man. Do you know what? That's a mad number. That is.
That's a mad number, boy. Oh God. Your internet's like sticking a bit. Is mine all right?
I don't know. It sounds all right. Do I sound funny or do I look funny? Sort of. I might just be staying really still.
Both,
I'm
tired. And your internet as well.
Oh, fuck it, mate. I don't give a shit anymore. I've only got
one. Look like shit, man. Is your Wi-Fi all right?
You've got bags under your eyes. Is that, have you got a filter on?
Have you got a gay filter on?
Have you got a zombie filter on? You got one of them Halloween ones, then it makes you look like a vampire. Yeah, cool, man. It looks wicked.
Yeah, it looks good, man. Cool, man. Trans one. All right, sorry.
I love the fact you always just go one step further than you're comfortable with. My mic stand's being fucking funny, man. This sort of keeps dropping down. We're back. It's too loud, isn't it? Bang. There's no a more annoying sound.
Yeah, yeah. Just fucking
somebody just fiddling with a mic stand.
Drilling the wall.
Sorry, let me just. Oh yeah, I've just got to put these shelves up. Is that all right?
sorry, listeners. I'm irritated as well, listeners. If that,
yeah, man, that was fucking
empathize.
Brutal. We're off and running. It's a day after the Melbourne International Comedy Festival's finished. I'm alive.
You made it.
I made
it. Only in hospital for 2 days. It's a pretty clean run. You only almost died on life support. You only had to have iron pumped into your blood for 3 days.
So yeah, other than that, it was quite an easy run, you know. It's quite a nice little, just a nice smooth festival, you know. It's weird that I had, you know, a major health scare.
You only saw the light 14 times.
But despite that, I've come to the end of the festival feeling better than I do most Edinburghs. You know what I mean? Like, turns out,
yeah,
because obviously I haven't been drinking. I had like a couple of drinks towards the end of the festival, but I've actually, apart from the major health issues, I've been the healthiest I've ever been at a festival. So, you know, there's something to be said for that, isn't it?
Yeah, stay healthy, innit?
Yeah, or have a health scare early doors. And
a health scare does fucking is good for a lot of people, isn't it? That you were unhealthy before.
Well, no, mine was a bacterial thing, innit? So like, mine was not in any way related to lifestyle, I'm lucky, but also it's a weird one. I think I do reckon going into middle age, it's not bad to have a lifestyle related health scare because it makes you,
isn't it?
No, but I'm sure people.
I wouldn't know.
Apart from
I'm at the end of life.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't remember the middle age. It was in the middle ages. You do. I mean, I've stepped up my like health, I reckon, more like in the last like decade, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I'm doing little exercises that are more for like just your like, I don't know.
You mean you're healthier when you used to do coke and drink and smoke weed all the time? That's weird, man.
Oh yeah. It's weird though, isn't it? Like when I was in my 20s and I was out on it, I'd be out for like fucking 40 hours like nasty Amy Winehouse drugs and like just on it around London.
Yeah.
And like, it was almost like, I don't know, I'd never had a bad back or anything. You know what I mean?
I think that's it. Your base level.
You can still sprint if you need to sprint. You're sprinting. You know what I mean? I just run sometimes.
Yeah. But now, you know, I crack in about 20 years. I fucking wake up with sore knees every
fucking
day.
Now I sneeze and I've got to lay down. But I'm in good shape generally. I feel like strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Although I went
Not
to the
that
gym.
I'm fucking 85, but
I went to the gym for the first time since my health issues a couple of days ago, and fuck man, having not been to the gym for a month and having pretty low energy levels, it fucked me, man. I didn't go too hard, but I also didn't go too soft either. And I woke up the next
day. You've got to go really light, man, and just high rep or just anything, movement in it.
But I went a little bit too heavy, and the next morning I felt like I'd killed myself. I felt like when you haven't been to a gym in ages, you know, I mean, which I haven't, but a month's a long enough time to have a bit of a, you know, what's the word? Go into retrograde or something for a bit. What isn't it? 2 weeks, they say. After 2 weeks, you start reversing.
You lose muscle weight quicker than you make it. You know what I mean? Unfortunately.
But you'd be a bit, it's not, it's but you annoying. Can get away with 2 weeks without losing any muscle. That's apparently the
yeah,
way.
It's quite good. It's quite good for you. Yeah. To have like, if you're hitting it hard, have like a week or so two off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I felt it after a month. I definitely felt it basically. What's been going on? What's the news? What's the news on the ground in the UK?
Your Wi-Fi's sticking a bit, but hopefully it's all right now.
Can you hear me?
What's happening in the UK? Nothing really. You've just froze again. I can hear you. Yeah, you're freezing.
That's
I'm hoping right.
The
am I all right? Because your end's recording, so
yeah.
I'll just
I mean,
shut up about it.
I can
it
hear
then.
Both of us. I can hear both of us totally clearly. I think it's you.
Oh, it might be. Might be just where I'm getting old. I'm probably having a stroke. What if I started talking and one side of my face was just long?
You're like, mate, what's wrong with your internet? And your whole face has dropped. You've got a little fire,
mate,
going.
What's
off
wrong with your like brain advert. Blood clot?
Do you remember that advert with a fire in the head?
Oh like, yeah,
see, man, just oh man, that was fucked, didn't it?
Not mocking anyone with strokes, man. A serious shit, innit?
I mean, I've got mates who've had strokes. We've got mates who've had.
Oh
Marcus,
yeah,
Marcus Birdman's had a. He's had two strokes. Marcus has. Trevor Crooks had a stroke. Loads of people have had strokes. It's very common, you know. I
think it's there's common a couple enough of like Carrie Marks had a stroke, didn't he?
He had a heart attack, didn't he? No, his was heart attack.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Yeah. Old teams was more old school, mate. Good old fashioned. Fucking grab your left arm
proper.
And go down.
Proper fucking circuit veteran having a heart attack. Fucking heart attack on the M1, mate.
Exactly. Fuck your strokes, mate.
Fuck your stroke. I want a heart attack in Costa at Watford Gap. Fucking 2 a.m. after a double.
Yeah.
Eating a baguette. So I want to go out.
Exactly. That's a very in sort of in jokey for comedians, but I'd say, you know, just to let normal listeners know that is the life of a circuit comedian is just sometimes you zoom out and you just look at you like that's fucking bleak sometimes when you're just at a service station, three of you driving back from a gig in like Colchester. It's like 1 a.m. You're just at a service station just getting you just feel grotty in it. Drinking a coffee at that time of night just to try and get the energy to drive home. You just feel like a fucking truck driver.
I've stepped up my espressos. I've started to get triples, man.
Oh my God.
That's a triple. That's £3.10 worth of fucking syrupy coffee.
What are you talking a day? How many shots of espresso are you having a day?
Well, I was reading that 4 coffees a day is a good amount for health. Like, it's actually
good amount to get bowel
it's
cancer.
It's actually, you know, coffee. Well, coffee's actually plant based. Like, it's actually good for you, apparently.
What
I mean,
this is coffee beans. It's not. What do you think?
I eat them. No,
but what do you?
I have them
on
toast. Apparently, it's good. Coffee's good for you.
But there is a little bit of caffeine. Too much caffeine is bad for you. It's proven to be
bad but
for you.
The right amount is good for you, but you can go over the right amount.
So how
like
many...
4 apparently is the amount. Any
4
more than
shots
that.
Of espresso. Because what's an espresso? Espresso is one shot, right?
Well, an espresso is like, you know, an Americano would have a one shot in it, wouldn't it? Or
let me I'm two, Googling I don't know. Maximum caffeine in a day. In a day.
In espressos.
So you should,
because an espresso is basically like an Americano, but without the water. Well, yes, it's got water, obviously, but like an undiluted Ribena shot.
Okay, so it says the maximum is 400 milligrams you should have a day. 400 milligrams of caffeine. So how many? Let's see how much caffeine in an espresso. Espresso shot. Right, so one espresso is 200, around 200, maybe 212 grams of caffeine. Oh, no, hang on, no, so another one. Single shot of espresso. Oh, that's weird. Oh, no, this is done it in grams, that's why. You know, you're right. And a typical espresso has 63 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh.
So
probably not, you know, I'm not going crazy.
So the top end maximum you should have in a day is 400. So you could get away with, what's that, 6 espressos in a day before you get to like dangerous levels. What's your current average?
I reckon it's maybe 5. I mean, I do hit the doubles up mainly.
Right. Okay. So how many doubles you have in a day?
Dunno. I've had one black coffee this morning when I woke up at about 7:30, and then I've got a triple espresso from Costa in my hands.
Okay.
And a light of Coke.
And that's only what? It's 10 to 11 in the morning. How many more are you going to have throughout the day?
I'm going to see a brass. Always take a little espresso to the brass.
Do you reckon you'll have another coffee throughout the day?
Yeah.
So yes, you're definitely going to hit your maximum caffeine.
Yeah, I do. I'd say I hit the maximum. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get at.
I could stop any time. What's this? A fucking intervention?
It is hard stopping caffeine, man. Like I am. Oh man, my mic stands off again. Here we go.
I mean, a lot of people are doing cocaine, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's not an excuse to.
A lot of people are drinking.
You know, you don't base your vices on other people's, do you? I meant to just be. If I want
a lot of people, most people in the world are dead. I'm doing all right.
Some people are fucking Formula One drivers, mate. You know what I mean? Talking about. I'd say you're probably hitting the top end. You should probably just shave it back to one espresso at every serving, isn't it? Space them out over the day.
Yeah, they're only little though. I just like sipping them. They often go cold. Like,
that makes it all right.
Common thing with me is
caffeine can't hurt you if it's cold.
Yeah, but I mean that I'm not like, you know, like it's alcohol, like necking it. Like, I just like it there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, and I just sip it.
Okay,
like a connoisseur.
Sound quite defensive about it, man.
Yeah. What's your fucking problem, man? Why don't you mind your business?
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, it's true, though. I do probably have the top end of caffeine. Yeah.
But that's 400 more than I thought. Like, I definitely thought I was nearly at the top end because I have... What do I have? Yeah, actually, look, because it says coffee. 100 grams of coffee is 212. Yeah, I would never hit. I don't think I'd have more than 50 grams of coffee in any day at all. So I think I'm coming in way under the maximum. Because I don't make espressos. I make filter coffee. So I actually weigh out the grams. I weigh out the beans. I'm grinding them up myself. Do you know what I mean? So like, I know exactly.
How long does that take? Like, is that like a 10-minute procedure?
My morning coffee takes about 7 minutes.
Man, that's a long 7 minutes, man.
Why? What else are you going to be doing?
Staring at the ceiling, thinking, oh, shit, not another day.
What's your day?
How
busy is your day? You haven't got 7 minutes to make a coffee. How long you spent on TikTok today?
My day is so not busy.
Exactly.
I don't know, though. Like, I just want it now.
Yeah.
I just want things now. You know what I mean.
But that's it. I'm the opposite. I like the process. I like a slow process. And there's a sort of what is it? There's something in that process.
Like tantric.
Yeah, it's like
you like
cooking.
To edge.
I like.
When you wank, you just stop. Just
yeah, just never. I've never jizzed. I've not jizzed for 20 years.
You're just full of cum.
That's why you have to go dumb and full of cum.
Your cum levels in your blood are really high.
Yes, really dangerously high. Like you're actually, that's the red. Not enough blood in your body because it's all just cum.
It's disgusting. You're full of creamy cum. Just explode.
Oh god. But yeah, it's basically I like the process. It's like cooking, isn't it? I love the process of starting something from scratch and then preparing a meal.
No, but then you eat it quickly, don't you? And then it's like.
But eating,
I don't
is,
know.
The eating
I
is
don't
not
really
the,
enjoy
I, the,
it.
I prefer the process to the actual end result. That's the nature.
I mean, if
of
I
it.
Could put, yeah, if I could, if I, I'd like a meal, like, you know, like the meal plans. I've looked into them, but they just seem a bit hassle. You can get like, you can order like, so there's three meals a day that you've got like a week's worth and you just put them in a microwave, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. That, yeah. And it's healthy. It's not like a microwave meal. It's still fresh and stuff, but I would like that. Like instead of, or I'd like a chef ideally, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. That's what I mean. That's the two, probably the two different personality types is you like the end result.
There's
like the
that
process.
App that you can, they've got those apps, haven't they, that you can get like someone in your local area to come round and clean and cook and that for you, can't you?
What?
It's called Hinge. Not really.
What do you mean?
I think it's called Tinder.
What? Hang on a second. Sorry, this fucking sounds doing my nut in.
Have you ever had a cleaner?
Yeah, we had a cleaner, but she was recommended by friends who she worked for them, and she just did loads of our. There was a bunch of us, like me, Chris Martin, all of us, like when we all lived in sort of northwest London, we all had the same cleaner, Penka. She was great.
You'd all bang her.
She cleaned out our batty creases at the end, but no, it was
clean the pipes.
That's disgusting. Sorry.
But
we all had a
cleaner once here. Yeah,
I mean your place is pretty small to need a cleaner. That's not a judgment, or I'm not digging you out. But I mean, like, if you go
I
and
could
clean
do it
your
all
place,
sitting in one chair.
But that's what I mean. Like, to be honest, I always felt it was a sort of a.
I could do it all from here.
But yeah, I always thought it was a luxury that I didn't really need, but like, we just had it for it. Like, it was like a hangover. When me and Benny Boot lived together, we had Penka doing it. And then when Benny left and then Hannah moved in, like, it was almost that I didn't want to sack Penka. I was like, I really liked having her around. Like, once
a
week.
Is that why you got Hannah to move in?
Why?
So the place was a bit tidier. Not really.
No, but yeah, we just kept her on because we had the guilt. We didn't want to get rid of her. And in the end, she let us go.
Christmas Eve.
But she sort of dropped us in the end because
she couldn't be dealing with all that mess.
All the shit on the walls.
All that jizz leakage.
No, it's because like she lost a bunch of customers in that area and it was a bit of a trek for her. So she just went, I'm not really going to be coming over that way anymore. So laters, which is a shame. She was very good. Let's do some questions, man. Let's see what's going on the group. I've lost where the question is. Who's Joe says, who's the biggest person Julian thinks he could beat in an arm wrestle?
The biggest person?
You strike me as somebody who thinks they're well good at arm wrestling. Is that an accurate description?
You know what? I don't think so. I wouldn't like to do an arm wrestle, I don't think. It's more technique. I don't know the technique.
I've seen a video of a guy, like a Russian guy, beating somebody who's bigger than them. And this guy who wins has got big biceps, but... You know, you can just
they're
see
definitely
that he's got
strong the... people. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a mixture of technique and strength. But you can't just be all strength. You've got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I don't know. I could beat whoever asked that question, though.
Okay, all right. So Joe, if you can get in touch and send us a picture of your arms, and we'll see what Julian thinks. V asked how am I feeling post Ulcer misery. It's fine. I feel all right, to be honest. I'm still, I reckon I'm back to pretty much 100%. But we'll see, innit? Who knows? I'm pretty sure I'm fine. Jason said, have you ever had a bit that you were certain was a winner but never worked in practice? Joe, that's about material. I've got loads of bits where I think it up and I think that's fucking funny, man. And then I just try it and it just doesn't land. And I'll just be like, and then the moment I hear myself saying it out loud on stage, I just go, nah, that's not, it's too weird or something. It doesn't suit my voice, or, you know, it doesn't have the, it's not got what it takes to get across to an audience.
I've had quite a few bits like that.
Yeah.
I had a bit like last year that I thought was really, because when I was talking to Paul Duddridge on the phone, actually, and in conversation, we were just laughing about like something, and I thought that's so funny. Like, we were making ourselves cry with laughter, and then I did it on stage. It just come, I don't know, it just wasn't working. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do that. Like, it's funny in conversation, and then like you try to condense it and bottle it and do it on stage. Well, but weirdly, maybe it was the way I was doing it.
Well, yeah. It's also like some things like are more normal to you than other people. So other people, like audiences, will hear them and think that's a bit fucking weird. Like,
yeah.
I had one, I've talked about it on here, that I had it in an early version of the show I'm just finished at Melbourne. And it's about me and my mate Garrett. When we were like 18, we made a pact where we're allowed to punch each other in the face once in our lives. It's like a little silly idea we had over a beer when we were 18, where we were like, right, here's a pact, a life pact. You're allowed one free punch in my face at any point in our lives, and I'm not allowed to get upset by
it. But you can only use it once.
One and done. And the other person's not allowed to get upset by it, right? And so we thought it was funny, and like we just agreed to it. And then, and it's sort of, it's hung over us since. We're still mates. So that's what, 24 years ago we made that pact. And he got married 2 years ago, and I was at his wedding genuinely thinking I might fucking just, you know, starch him at the altar. So it's, you know what I mean? Like it's a funny thing. But anyway, I did that in the show. In the show, I had this bit about like this funny pact me and my mate had, and I said it. And just, I couldn't, it sort of worked, but I couldn't get it to the level of a bit I was like going to keep in the show. And Hannah came to watch the show, and she goes, that bit comes across quite mean. Like, it sounds quite horrible that you just punch your friend in the face. And in my head, I was like, oh yeah, most normal people would think that's not a normal thing to do.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, they might think that's not even on their radar, violence. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
But that's what I mean. Like, so whereas me and Garrett, it was just a funny thing between us. The silliness of it didn't come across in the routine, and it just sounded like me and my mate wanted to just spark it, like punch each other in the head. So I think people took it as there was some sort of gripe between us that we wanted to resolve. It was the opposite. We're such good mates that we thought it'd be funny to just allow the other person to punch us once for a laugh. But like, yeah, I just couldn't get the tone of it across, so I just dropped it in the end. I did it for about the first five shows, and I was like, nah, it's not making the cut. So it went.
Yeah, I had a bit last year. I did try it a couple of times. It was about, I was saying, you know, like they remake films, part two of films, like old classics.
Yeah.
And I was saying if they did a part two of Pretty Woman, like that classic rom-com in the 90s, if they made part two when they're like 20 years into their marriage.
Yeah.
And I thought it's just really funny. Like, you know, when they're arguing what he's going to bring up. Do you know what I mean?
You're fucking like,
I thought it was really fun.
That's a funny idea, like,
oh yeah, sorry I didn't load the dishwasher properly. Sorry I didn't load the dishwasher properly, but didn't you used to be a whore? Do you know what I mean? But when I said, sorry, I've walked my muddy shoes through the living room again, but didn't you used to suck dick for money?
That's a funny idea for a bit.
I thought it was really funny.
And what? Couldn't you get it across? Was it? Did it sound a bit too harsh?
But I don't know. When it seemed a bit sexist, so I'm saying, did you used to be a whore?
I mean, yeah, but that's a
Like,
simple wording issue. You could, you know, I think that has definitely more, there's a way of getting that joke across just with a slight language shift easier than I think getting my one across. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a funny observation.
do you think that could be? I might try it. I might just
Definitely.
work at it.
Just sort of, you
Anyone's
know.
got any ideas and wants to write it and send it to me?
But the idea, because I
I'm
suppose
so lazy.
the joke there is how in well, you know, when couples have been together a long time, they get a bit more, you know, sort of you do that pulling things out of the bag in an argument is sort of quite a well-known trope, isn't it? So like, and if you had that on, you know, if their previous life, you know, it's obviously going to be in the tank. So yeah, I would say it's that's funny, man. Here we go. We still have a question. What is your favorite music genre and which one do you most dislike? Favorite music genre. I mean, I don't have a favorite music genre. I really do dart around. I go through phases of all of them, you know. And
Yeah,
I'm
same
talking.
here, really.
So I tell you, my least favorite is just that sort of modern shit pop, you know, just sort of Ed Sheeran's and all them sort of shit. Like that's shit that
I don't
sounds the
actually
same.
mind that if the song's good. Like, I don't mind a bit of that. But I'll tell you what I don't like is, that rock. Let's
Metal,
rock.
like hard metal.
Is
Yeah, I
that
mean,
what
that's
it,
not for
yeah, I
me.
hate that. You know when it's deep, like there's no root, it's just like, and there's all these fucking geeks with fucking like jumping around, like it's rebellious. I don't like that shit.
I've never, yeah. It's.
Like they're mad. It's
Yeah.
like, oh God. And then they go back to their IT job in the morning.
Yeah, no, that's never been my genre.
That I
For
don't
some
like
reason,
that
it
at
doesn't annoy
all.
me as much. Like, I find that less annoying than sort of manufactured pop, just for the fact that I think it's just less cynical, isn't it? As much as I don't think it's as cool as the people that are into it think it is, I think there is a slightly more authenticity
In
to
my
it.
car at the moment, I norm like I've normally just got like just mainstream stuff on, but at the moment, well, it's still all the same. But I've got like I go between 80s. Heart FM 80s and Heart FM 90s. I flick between them, and it's so you get some bangers, man.
Yeah, man. It's
Like some of them
definitely.
90s tunes, I suppose, because it's nostalgic and stuff. And yeah, there's some good tunes, man. Like New Order in the 80s, or like I don't know, there's loads of shit.
I've recently started going back and listening to loads of like 90s sort of Bristol trip hop, you know, like the original sort of Massive Attack albums and Tricky
Massive
and
Attack, I liked,
Portishead and stuff like that. Like, I just went weirdly. They got referenced on who was it? I think it was Portishead got referenced on a podcast I was listening to about Kanye West and how much Portishead were an influence on Kanye West at a time when he was starting to make that album, 808s and Heart. What was it? Heartbreaks, whatever it is. That album where he totally just changed direction, and so that album of his is often cited as like one of the biggest turning points in modern hip hop, and like, because he just totally, just basically, created a new genre of hip hop, just on his own, just went, all right, I'm gonna do this now, and that's sort of
That's
is where
interesting.
all hip hop has seemingly followed since, or like, you know, all this Drake and all these people, all of them basically came off the back of that album. Their style of hip hop wouldn't exist without it.
I
So.
remember Portishead,
So, but so he cited Portishead as an inspiration when he was making that album. So in a sort of roundabout way, Portishead are responsible for Drake in if you actually sort of crunch the numbers. It's pretty impressive, you know. I mean, that Bristol scene is so influential. Like the stuff that like, they were massive. They've changed every like Massive
Well,
Attack.
Massive Attack from, oh yeah, because Sally Ann Haywood lives near one of the Massive Attack people. She sees him around and stuff.
So there's always been the
I
rumor that
wouldn't
one
even
of
know
the
him if I saw them though, but yeah, that album they had was good,
loads of
wasn't
our which album like loads some loads of albums are
it? Blue
great.
Lines maybe or something like that.
Do you know one of them's always been rumored to be Banksy, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rob Del Naja, I think it's his name. He's like all he's in always in the top three names that of people that when people say, well, I know who Banksy is, he's like one of the forerunners. Which is that'd be cool. Imagine being in Massive Attack and being Banksy. Fucking hell, man. That'd be quite a cool body of work. Let's see what other ones there are. When was the last time you had a wrestling match? What's your favourite move? And she's going, oh, this is from Mayenne. She says she's going to a wrestling class this week. What do you mean wrestling class? Is that a thing now?
What, like pro wrestling, like, you know, choreographed kind of learning to fall and jump and...
Yeah.
Or actual college wrestling, like...
I don't know. Yeah, what's that mean?
Because that's an actual sport, isn't it?
Yeah. But it could be, could it be sort of an MMA type thing where it involves a lot of wrestling?
I don't know.
I don't know. Last time I've had a wrestle, I mean, apart from just wrestling around with Twyla, I've not had a wrestle with like my mates since we were like 20. You know, when you're drunk and you sort of just wrestle.
Someone's in a headlock and it's well hassle.
And it was shit. It was never fun. That shit was never fun, man. I remember at the time, anytime that sort of stuff happened, you were all like, I remember like being on like lads' holidays in Tenerife and we're all wrestling on a beach and my mate's shoes got thrown in the sea and he's never forgiven my other mate for it. And like at the time, you just had to laugh it off.
Cold when people do that.
Just getting DDT'd into the sand and you're like, and inside you're like, I fucking hated that. It really hurt my feelings.
I remember two of my mates were wrestling once in my mum's front room and I'm sitting there and they got into a real fight.
Oh, God.
They were getting all frustrated, really wrestling hard. And then one of them just fucking lost it inside and it just turned into a punching in the face fight.
Oh, man. I will say that's a real, I suspect that's a working class thing because my mates, like, quite regularly there'd be a little dust up. But normally that was between the same two people. Like, just, we'd be drunk and it would just, we'd be all joking around and it'd just be a little bit of bite all of a sudden between a couple of people. And next thing you know, one of them would just throw a punch and you're just like, you're watching your mates just punch each other in the head. Like,
so funny.
That, and I think, like, I'd say in terms of, like, class, like, there was never any bad blood. That's the weirdest thing. Like, you'd have a dust up and then be out in the pub together the next day. And it's like, I do think that's a real working class tradition of like just punching someone and being like, oh, it's all right, man. Don't worry about it. You know, it's quite nice. Something nice to it. Yes. Here we go. Let's do another question. Channel 4 have announced their general election night team. Who would be your dream TVI election night team? I'm trying to see who's on their team. Claire Balding, Alistair Campbell, Emily Maitlis.
Claire Balding was the Olympian. She shone in the Olympics, didn't she? That's fine.
What is it? What was she?
She won an Olympian, like a commentator.
Oh, she was a commentator. Yeah.
Good at it.
Rory Stewart, and there's one more. I've forgotten her name. Who would be our election night team? Well, I mean, neither of us are politically minded. Yeah, so I'd say keep it like that. Just keep people who don't know anything about it, man. Just a couple of dumbos like us, innit? A couple of absolute dinguses who don't know anything about politics.
What's going on? Is this Big Brother?
Who do we know? I'm trying to think which comedians we know absolutely don't give a shit about politics. Sean Walsh.
Sean, yeah. Paul as well, though, yeah. They don't
give a fuck. Actually, they don't give a fuck. Yeah, that would be it. It would be what TVI and What's Upset You Now. Absolute fucking dog
lie
shit.
Lie outside Parliament. Breaking it down, questioning the politicians.
For absolute
What do
dumb
you do
fucks.
Then? Just don't... Being in question time audience. Excuse me, I've got a question. What's going on? What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Question for the back row. what does that mean?
When is it? Have they announced when the election is? In fact, if they've announced their team for the Channel 4.
No, the US one's November, isn't it? November 4th.
I don't know. I didn't know that
one. I don't know about R1.
How do you know the American one and not R1?
I don't know, man. Because I don't know. That seems to be fucking all over my YouTube.
Oh man, that shows what your algorithm's saying. That's all the fucking.
All over my you porn.
Right, here we go. Do you know how to get. Who's this from? Tim Bob. It says, do you know how to get stains out of a porcelain bath? I've tried bicarb and white vinegar. That bicarb and white vinegar shit, man, I think that's a bit of a con.
Oh no.
I tried using it to clean a pan, a cast iron pan, and it didn't do shit, man. I everywhere online, yeah, just do this, it will come straight off. And it was like, it
Oh
just didn't
no.
work at all.
What's he got in his bath? What marks?
Oh, he didn't say what stains they are. That's, I mean, yeah, that's a big,
Bro.
right?
What's the matter with your bath, man?
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
Fucking the
stains of a
Muswell Hill
bath.
killer.
Yeah.
How do you get stomach acid out of a tooth? I've heard that it's bicarb with lemon.
Right, okay. So vinegar, but vinegar
So,
and lemon's got similar
but
properties, isn't
cut a
it?
lemon in
Acidic.
half, dip it in bicarb, and then rub it around it, and then leave it for a while and move house
I thought you were
and
gonna.
go on the
I was
run
convinced
from
you
the
were gonna make
police.
one up there, like where you just, you know, oh yeah, just cut a lemon in half and then just throw it out the window at a fucking
And
pigeon
then
or
put it in your
something.
eyes so you can't see the stains. Every time you go in your bathroom, just close your eyes.
Yeah. I just see. So Mayen's followed up. People were asking about the wrestling thing. It's a kinky wrestling workshop. Oh my days. Can you
Oh, my
see this photo?
days.
Can you see that photo? Look, of one of the instructors.
Oh, yeah.
So
We can just about see it,
it was
yeah.
out of focus, but
Check out our Patreon if you want to see
yeah,
that.
get on the
Dot com slash
WhatsApp group
we
to
are
see
TVO.
a woman in a leotard sitting on someone's face. Right, okay. So what
Just found my sport.
kinky wrestling? Yeah, what I didn't know it was a thing. Let me just Google this.
Mean, I bet there's
Let
going to
me
be
just
a
Google
lot.
this and turn my camera off for 5 minutes.
Let me just Google this and put it in my diary.
Kinky
Let me just Google this and
wrestling.
book four tickets.
Let
All for me.
me just Google divorce lawyers afterwards. Is that all right? Intro to Kinky Wrestling by Mr. O and Ropey Bunny. Are you
Mr.
dirty?
O, the
Oh, you
predator.
absolute dirty fucker, man. Let's have a
Mr.
look.
O. What, it's just the letter O.
Just the letter O, mate.
Be careful, man. Be careful, because I'm going
careful.
to
Oh man, this is what is going on. Have a look at this. I've got to share this. I'm not kink shaming before anyone judges this. I'm purely just this is my what's it called? Like
So it's a
Irish
kinky wrestling,
kinky
so.
wrestling, man. Have a look. So people are like getting all
I need my
dressed up and then
specs on, man.
this geezer, man. There's Mr. O, look. Like he's a beefcake geezer, look.
Man.
Creative sadist who likes mean and dirty things.
Who's that breeder with the glasses below Mr. O? What's he doing? Come on,
His name's
man.
Winter Song.
Of course
He's
it
got a little
is.
deal, a double dildo and some spikes. It's just like a BDSM wrestling. Fucking hell. Athena Kali.
Might have to get down there.
Get down there, mate. Get him in some Boston Crabs. Do you remember the Boston Crab? That's a wrestling move,
What's
isn't
the
it?
Boston Crab?
Boston Crab is when you sit
Oh, yeah.
on someone's back. They're on the floor, sit on their back, pull their
And
legs
you
up.
lean back the le Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
man.
never work in a real fight
Mate,
in
the
MMA.
amount of times I was in a Boston Crab at school, man. Just like me and my mates all met again. Play
What, with
wrestling.
a teacher?
You end up in a Boston Crab. Or what was the other one? The full half Nelson, where your arms were up and they had their arms under
Yeah.
yours
Oh,
around the back
yeah.
of the neck.
That's.
Pretty
Yeah,
brutal,
yeah,
man.
yeah.
I've literally had just like Vietnam flashbacks of being in those moves.
Best thing to do if someone's got you in a headlock is put your. Because I did it once, actually. I put my hand over and I pulled their nose up. And they fucking let go, man. I saw that in a self-defense VHS video. And then I was in a headlock messing around, but I mean, he was bigger than me, and I was locked in. And I just tried it, and it fucking just pulled their nose up. And they fucking... Ah!
Oh, man.
Horrible, though.
Yeah, I am... I don't know. I don't can't imagine me being in a headlock anytime soon. Let's have a look.
No way.
Somebody else has asked about the stain removal. Who's the best comedian whose type of comedy you don't like? I mean, you can really appreciate that they're very good at what they do, but they just isn't your cup of tea. Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's I don't. There's no type of comedy I don't like, really. I'm pretty
same, really. Yeah, when it's funny, done I'm, well,
it's, yeah. It's, you know what I mean? I don't. I'm not a,
like prop comics. If it's done well, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
Tim Vine. Tim Vine does loads of prop stuff. It's fucking funny.
Impressionists.
Yeah, you watch someone like Luke Kempner or someone like, you know, it's funny when it's done well. Political stuff's funny,
like,
when it's done well.
Political's good when it's done well, like
all of it, anything is, but when it's done badly, it's dog shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hard one, that.
Like, you know,
clowns I guess are boring.
No, but again,
although
Dr.
Brown was a good show, that was
Dr.
a clownish kind of. Sacha Baron Cohen, you could say, is a bit of a clown guy.
Yeah. And also, you know, clowning in the modern clowning sense has had its hand in some comics that people would never, you know, people don't think of as clowns.
Really rate, like, when I see Charlie Chaplin stuff, like, I'm like, oh, yeah. Shit.
Arguably the most well-respected comedian of all time. Julian's called it, mate. He was fucking rubbish.
I don't know.
I know what you mean, though.
He was good at what he did, but I don't know. I guess he must be. Everyone says it.
But yeah, it's not for me. Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, waddling around.
Down and you're standing there. Where Buster Keaton was actually a fucking acrobat, wasn't he? But it weren't funny. He was just like...
Yeah, just willing to stand in a hole where a building was falling
down. Roll
down
a hill. Wow. Yeah. Grow up.
I know what you mean, though. It's like, you know,
Chaplin shit, man.
It's not shit.
He's fucking shit.
Oh, man. Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
You're actually changing the podcast. I think you died of AIDS in an alleyway. I'm all right, bro.